Italy is dealing with a sudden COVID-19 outbreak. 7 people have died, and there are 230 cases at this point. It could mean trouble for Italy's economy, but it already means that Italians are feeling isolated from the rest of the world. NPR's Silvia Pagioli is there.
2 virus clusters are in the north, Italy's financial and industrial heartland. 11 towns in the Lombardy and Veneto regions are under quarantine, sealed off by police checkpoints. In Milan, a city of 3 million, schools, movie theaters, museums, cafes, and bars are closed for a week. Usually one of Europe's most vibrant cities with an intense nightlife, Milan is surreal, empty, and silent. On Monday, the Milan stock market plunged and businesses started to hurt. In Rome, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte acknowledged the impact could be very strong.
Ma noi siamo pronti a fronteggiare questa emergenza anche economica.
We are not yet in a position to forecast what will happen, but we are ready to cope with this economic emergency and do everything possible to lessen its negative impact.
Today, Conte will meet governors of the affected regions in an effort to stem growing panic. Already, Matteo Salvini, leader of the opposition hard right League Party, accused Conte of not defending Italy and Italians, claiming African migrants are bringing the virus into the country. Conte reacted with contempt.
Quindi chi è il leader dell'opposizione ha l'obbligo, ha la responsabilità di non dire sciocchezze.
The opposition leader has the obligation to refrain from voicing stupidities and must stop exploiting an issue of national concern.
Some Italians traveling abroad are being singled out. A bus from Milan was barricaded by police in the French city of Lyon for health checks, and an Alitalia plane that landed in Mauritius was sent back. Several countries, including Israel, Ireland, and Greece, advise their citizens not to visit Italy. While some Italians call the quarantines draconian, Dr. Roberto Burioni, a virologist, says isolation is the only way to stop contagion.
Noi vedremo l'efficacia di quello che stiamo facendo oggi.
In about 10 days, we will hopefully see the efficacy of the sacrifices our citizens are now making in those isolated towns.
Reporters can't get into the lockdown area, but residents are communicating with the outside through social media.
Ciao a tutti, noi siamo Alice, Roberta e Agostino.
In this Facebook video, Roberto and his wife Alice describe their daily lives. We're in the center of the red zone, says Roberto. We don't go where there are crowds, we keep to ourselves, adds Alice. We're on a kind of forced vacation. Some posts sound like a contemporary spin on the Decameron, Giovanni Boccaccio's 14th century tale of a group of young men and women who, sheltering from the plague, tell each other stories of love, sex, and jokes, like this young, unidentified man.
Voglio chiudere dicendo una cosa direttamente al coronavirus.
I just want to tell you, coronavirus, be careful, sweetheart, because we're going to beat you to a pulp.
Ciao a tutti e ci vediamo dopo la quarantena.
Ciao, everyone. See you after quarantine. Silvia Pagioli, NPR News, Rome.